This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.
Donnie, count us down to the top five ways the hero bugs you while you're trying to record.
Stop looking at me. Can you stop? Lakira, don't do that. Shut up, woman.
Leg out. Put your trophies up. It's another episode. I told you don't time ago. We about to explode. The scene with something mean is supposed to be. You believe, but I told that be so awesome. And that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Baby mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rating M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 135. I'm your host, Chicky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, dope people? That's how it really goes. For real.
Also with this is I Yield to No One.
See, what we don't know is that when he's done talking like that, his wife walks up upside him and smacks him upside the head.
Yeah, we do know that. All right, we are down in Alice this week, but we picked up a Trophy Horse killer. N.M. Rain.
What's the business?
Now, why do we keep inviting murderers on?
Well, this particular murder did.
Well, because who else does Horace hang out with?
Yeah, right. True that.
True that.
Before we get into what we're playing in our trophy list, our trophy count, let's get into a little extra life because, Rain, me and you, and this is not a dig on the other two hosts, but me and you actually did the marathon. I think this is the first show that we're having since the makeup day. Do you know what the grand total is right now?
Right now, I think they're $26,000 away from $4 million, which is pretty spectacular.
I saw a post that said if we hit $4 million, we would have raised more money this year than all the years combined. And I think that's a spectacular.
Yes, it is.
But, Rain, you actually did something during Extra Life that a lot of people caught on to, but not a lot of people know. So I'm going to give you a chance to pimp out your YouTube page for a second.
So, yeah, what I did was I decided that every single hour I would make an update video, basically just talking about the previous hour of gaming. And, I mean, a lot of the early ones were just kind of boring, just, you know, blah, blah, updates, whatever. But as the night went on and I got more and more tired, they got kind of wacky. Some of them were pretty crazy. I think it was pretty entertaining, though. Yeah, but they're just real short, like 30-second, minute-and-a-half clips of, you know, whatever was going on, just kind of updating everybody on Extra Life.
I don't remember what hour it was, but you just stared at the camera for a minute while your wife laughed at you.
Yeah, I think it was like hour 20. I decided, oh, I don't have anything to say, so I'm just going to stare at the camera. And she's like, oh, I'll do it too. And she only lasted like 2 seconds.
And for all of our listeners that were involved with Extra Life or didn't actually get to play but actually went to donate, I think it's also worth noting that the Extra Life page was attacked, I think it was 4 separate times.
They had 4 complete different DDoS attacks.
Right. What that is, and I want to clarify because a lot of people don't understand what that actually is. No information was stolen or taken, nobody's credit card numbers or nothing. A DDoS attack is basically that the site had such a massive number of people come to the site at one time that the server crashed. And now, as good as that sounds, like, oh, great number of people went, that's not actually what happened, is that somebody sent an attack to the site that made the site believe they had, like, 2 million people hit the site at one time, and the server crashed. And that happened 4 separate times. So, if you're worried about it, if you donated or anything, please bear in mind, no information was stolen, nobody got your name, your credit card number, your address, nothing like that. I want to make sure that everybody's clarified on that, so nobody, you know, starts get paranoid in the future about it.
Somebody don't like the kids that much?
That was kind of the overwhelming opinion on the day. Yeah, I mean, Twitter, everybody, even, you know, famous people on Twitter were basically, you know, reaching out saying what kind of an idiot would do something so stupid to try and take down a charity, you know.
I can somewhat understand it happened in one time, but 4 times makes me think that it was something personal towards the charity.
And man, though, they got really good at getting that site back up real quick.
Oh, yeah.
By the time that 4th one, you didn't even realize anything had happened.
Yeah, the fourth time, they're like, just let you know, we were attacked again, but we're back up. I'm like, really? And, Rain, how much did you wind up raising for X-Life? Do you remember?
I'm sitting at $1,325, which we talked about earlier how Extra Life has almost gotten to a point where they raised more than they did the previous years combined. I reached that point. This is my fourth year doing it, and by breaking the $1,300 mark, I've actually raised more than the three previous years combined, so that was pretty cool.
That's awesome, man. And I'm looking forward to doing it next year. So, Rain and Yield and Donnie, you're on notice right now. November 1st, 2014 is Extra Life.
November 1st. A couple months, 3 months before, you're going to have to remind me again so that way I can put flyers up at work.
Yeah, I always try to have a personal situation. It always prevents me.
Now, that better not be fallback weekend where you get gain an hour of sleep.
That's what I think they're going to do again.
Yeah, I think that's the way it was.
I think they're going to do that now. Because, I mean, in reality, asking people to donate $25, the overwhelming question was like, why don't you just ask for $25? By not having the extra hour, now you can go, well, give me $25 now.
Yeah, and it's just cool to say, you know, I'm gaining for 25 hours straight. You know, it's for charity. It's good for you. I mean, it sucks losing out on that extra hour of sleep, but, I mean, it's for a good cause. I actually enjoyed doing it this year. I love the fact that it was 25 hours. I lost track. I was actually, one of my videos I was going to have be where the clock ticked over from, like, 11:59 back to 11 o'clock or whatever, 1:59 back to 1 o'clock, but I missed that hour at some point, and so I didn't get to do that.
You missed it, and then the next video was like, it happened sometime. I'm not aware when. But
yeah, that was funny, because I was like, I was going to record the clock, but the clock didn't go back. It didn't go back. And then, like, three videos later, I was like, okay, it went back at some point. I just don't remember when.
That's like, yeah, I don't remember what movie it was, because I watched a gay porno once. The girls, they just never came.
They just never the came. Girls never...
All right.
Well, like that was by mistake.
So I'm in trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 48, 40, and a plat count of 34. What about you, Donnie?
Level 24, trophies are 46, 48, and plat 61 still. Man.
And Shield?
Level 17, trophy count of 2,621, and a platinum count of 29.
And Rain.
I am sitting once again at the bottom of the pack. I've got a level 16, trophy count of 2,122, platinums of 21.
All right, Yield, 15.
Yeah.
15 episodes to go.
Yeah.
Signed.
Yeah.
Got it? Don't got
I
it?
I got it. No. Will I get it? I told you like 10 episodes ago I probably wasn't going to make it.
And then last episode, you're like, I might.
Well, if I decide that I'm going to, like, yeah, I'm going to bust out a bunch of my Lego games and Ratchet and Clank, I could probably get there, but I'm not going to bust them. I'm not going to fly through them like that just to get there.
Well, we do know how you're such a flip-flopper, so I want to make sure how we're doing week to week with the status.
I only flip-flop on that that earning it, not earning it, so that's the only thing I flip-flop on.
I'd love to get Rain's opinion on it, but we can't do that this time. What we can get into is what we're playing, and we will start with Rain. Rain, what have you been playing, buddy?
Let's see. I'll go into Extra Life. I played three games during Extra Life, which is kind of crappy, you'd think, because 25 hours seems like a whole lot of time to play video games, but when it comes down to it, the games we have today, they just take so damn long to play. I played a lot of GTA 5, which I actually, the cool thing about that is I finished the story right as 8 a.m. clicked on. Like, as soon as the 25th hour ended, I finished the story of GTA 5. The thing that kind of sucked about that is there's like 45 minutes of ending credits that I had to sit through, so I couldn't go straight to bed. My wife and I played Beyond Two Souls as well, and we did a playthrough of that, which was it was a neat experience. I mean, the game is what it is. You know, everyone says, oh, it's not really a game, and, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it was kind of cool. My wife's not a gamer, but, you know, it was a gaming experience that I got to share with her, and we both enjoyed it, so it was worth our time. You know, I thought it was a worthwhile experience. And I also started Batman Arkham Origins during Extra Life, but I think I was way too tired to get into the story, so I wasn't really following it very well, so I decided to go ahead and put that one on the back burner for a little while. So I turned that one off. I really haven't done any PS3 gaming since Extra Life. I've done a little bit on the Vita. I was actually, just before we started recording, playing some of the Little Big Planet Vita, which is one of the codes I got from Sony for being a part of the PlayStation movement in Extra Life. And, I mean, it is what it is. It's Little Big Planet. It's kind of neat the way they integrated some of the touch controls and everything in it. But, I mean, it is Little Big Planet.
Now, you said you played Beyond during Extra Life with your wife, and your wife was using the tablet, right?
Yeah, okay, so that's how we started. I downloaded the tablet app, which is available on both the Android and the Apple app stores. You can play on a phone, you know, Android or iDevice. I have a touchpad, so I had the app on that, and she started out playing on that, and it worked out pretty well. But after a couple hours, the battery died on that, and so I actually switched her over to a DualShock, and she actually ended up enjoying the DualShock better. She felt it was more immersive to use the DualShock. And coming from a non-gamer, that's a pretty big statement, too.
Now, what are you doing with the app? Are you just controlling Aiden and that's it?
Well, she was doing Jody. She controlled Jody when we played through. So it's kind of, you can kind of touch on the screen the direction you want her to walk, and then when something comes up to interact with, you just tap the screen. And then the swipes for like the combat and stuff like that, you'd swipe in whichever direction it tells you to swipe. So that's pretty much what it amounted to when it came to using the touchpad. It was really simplified as far as the controls and everything like that. But I guess according to her, it just wasn't quite as intuitive as the DualShock was.
All right.
Well, it was good to see the comparison because, like I said, she's not a gamer. And so, you know, for her to say that the controller was the better option, you know, it's really telling.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody keeps saying about, you know, that's what gamers say. It's like they rather control their games with their controller rather than an app somewhere.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, even a non-gamer at this point, at least for Beyond Two Souls, she agreed completely that the controller was the better option to use.
Yeah. All right.
I think I'm going to pick that up on Black Friday.
It's not a bad game. It really isn't. Not at all. In fact, I've
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I intended to go for the Platinum. I got it through the Redbox. They gave me a free code for that weekend, so it was kind of nice. I ended up paying for like 2 or 3 extra days, and then it came time for me to go back to work, and I wouldn't have as much time to play it, and I refused to pay $2 a day to not play the game, so I sent it back. But I had every intention of getting the Platinum on that game.
I've seen some of the early Black Friday ads, and like I think GameStop's going to have it for like $30. And
it's really not a bad game. It was a good experience.
I think I saw it at Meijer for like $20 on Black Friday. I'm like, oh yeah.
See, I've heard good things about it. I've heard bad things about it. The one thing I keep hearing is if you're going into it thinking Heavy Rain, you're going to be severely disappointed. But if you go into it just for, you know, an interactive story, that's when you're going to enjoy it.
I mean, Heavy Rain took a lot of that criticism, too, that, you know, it's not a game. Heavy Rain was really heavy on QuickTime events. It was basically a big movie with QuickTime events. Beyond Two Souls has almost no QuickTime events. It has a few. I'd say the swiping motions in combat are kind of like QuickTime events, but it's more of a directional thing rather than pressing X or pressing circle or pressing square. And otherwise, I mean, yeah, it's like a 10-hour-long movie that you get to kind of pick the path that happens, you know. And it was a really enjoyable experience. As long as you go into it not expecting it to be a full-on video game like most modern video games are, I think it's a really good experience. I definitely, you know, don't regret playing it at all.
And I know this is towards the end of the show, but I'm just going to give her a trophy and tip right now. I expect to die to your titties.
Oh, I'll patch it in.
If you're looking to get the Platinum in Beyond Two Souls, there is a trophy associated with the game in which you have to play duo mode for the entire game. So if you're looking to minimize your playthroughs, make sure that when you play through on the first time, you actually do duo mode like Rain did.
Yeah, I think there's two trophies associated with that. There's one starting a game in duo mode, which obviously you could just fake the funk on that, but then the other trophy comes up at the end when you've played through the entire story in duo mode.
Yeah.
Fake the funk.
All right, Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
I have been playing The Cave, Swords and Soldiers, Jetpack Joyride, Pocket Trains, Simpsons Tapped Out, Bionic Commando Rearmed 2, Star Wars Pinball, Grand Theft Auto 5, and I messed around a little bit with the Starlight Inception beta for the Vita.
You sound like you just read off a list, like you had this all written out.
I did, because if as many games as I played, if I didn't, I would forget them all. All
right, Donnie?
Hey, dang, what did I play? Other than not Kingdom Hearts. Thing. Kingdom Hearts HD. Dude,
yeah, you didn't see. You didn't play nothing.
Nah, but no, for real, I played a little bit of Grand Theft Auto 5, the online, got my stimulus check from FIFA. Finally got it, and they paid in full, too. That was surprising.
Really? I need to go check that.
Wait, a soccer club gave you a check?
My bad, FEMA. See, they my bad.
He got his FIFA check?
Yeah. They could have paid me, too, man. It was a big kick. It was a big kick in the butt for having to wait that long.
So they gave you the whole 500 grand and one lump sum.
Yep, I just went online just to see if it happened, and I had a $500,000 check.
Yeah, well, I gotta go on it.
Not a check, but you know, it was
deposited in your account.
Yeah, my and you know, I'm looking for it. I'm like, dog, where the heck is it? I'm like, I'm looking at my money on my person. And I only got like 10,000 on me. And I'm like, oh, where's my freaking money? I'm like, oh, yeah, they said it's going to be direct deposit.
Could you imagine if they'd have given everybody the 500 grand like on their person, man? They'd have get robbed left and freaking right. Everybody's getting rolled.
Yeah, so I forget it was direct deposit. And yeah, of course, I've been playing some Kingdom Hearts HD collection. And I got some trophies and tips on that later on because you won't have to go through what I went through. So yeah.
All right. And what have I been playing?
What have you been playing?
I did play Batman, the new Batman. I had to get RC Stash to buy me a copy in Jersey and bring it to New York for me. Because New York has a stupid ass crazy pawn law that states that they're not allowed to sell the trade ins for 15 days. So I had to get that from Jersey. I did play a little Beyond Two Souls. I got into that until I realized that I would have had to play it in duo mode, so I stopped playing that. Let's see, what else I've been playing? That's it.
Why, if you have to play it twice, and just go ahead and finish it your first playthrough, then the second playthrough, you play with the...
Well, in all actuality...
The old lady.
Well, the old lady doesn't play video games.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. She may not be as seasoned as all of us, but she plays.
Well, she tries to play games. I mean, she just started trying to play Infamous. Now, everybody here has played Infamous, and I'm sure many of our listeners have played Infamous.
She can't play. She's a girl.
She literally cannot beat the bridge in which you're trying to escape the city. She can't get through and kill all the enemies. Now, I'm not giving her crap about it. I mean, I really am.
But... Liar.
I mean, that's... So, I mean, at least she's trying. I mean, I know she's stuck in City Hall on Last of Us. She wants me to get through that for her. That's a spoiler. That's right.
What?
After Tess dies.
Stuck on City Hall?
And, let's see, what else have I been playing? Goddess, what else am I playing, Goddess?
I know, I've been playing Infamous
2. No, you're playing Infamous 1.
Yeah.
You've been playing Infamous 2. She's a girl. She don't know what she's been playing. She's a girl.
No, she said Infamous 2. I mean, no, like, Infamous
I
also.
Told, I said I've been playing Infamous 2. Not number 2.
All right.
Wait a minute, how did it go from what have we been playing to what have she been playing?
No, she's saying what I've been playing.
Five.
I played a little GTA 5.
What was the other one that you...
Marvel Facebook game.
Yes, both of us
playing. Okay, this category had just become less important.
Alright, Donnie says shut up. Let's get into...
I did not say shut up.
Wait until you hear the show. Donnie's talking mad shit about you right now. All right, hush up over there. Let's get into our topics. The first topic we have is Metal Gear Solid Ground Heroes finally has a release date.
Wait a minute.
Oh, excuse me, a release window.
No. We have 3 Metal Gear games coming out.
Three?
No, 2.
Because you said Metal Gear Ground Heroes.
I said Ground Zeroes.
We see what the playthrough say.
Metal Gear Solid, Ground Heroes, Ground Heroes, Ground Heroes. They have announced a release window of spring 2014 for Metal Gear Solid 5 Prologue Ground Zeroes. It is noted that this is coming on the 360, PS3, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. So that's good. Donnie, have you seen this?
And I got a big, like, what the heck about freaking gamers again.
Before you actually start getting into that, it is worth noting that when the game comes out in the UK, it will cost £19.99 on other platforms and £29.99 on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which is considerably cheaper. It's basically $20 and $30 in the United States. So if you're going to get the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One versions of the game, you're going to be paying $30. All other versions are going to be $20. Now, Donnie, go ahead.
No, I go say, I just got a big...
Get him, boy. Get him, boy.
Freaking gamers being their typical crybaby selves all over again. Like they do every day of their gaming lives. You know,
I don't have a problem with that.
The newer version,
you know, let me see if I got this right. The newer version, the PS4 Xbone One, is going to cost $30, correct?
Yes. No, it's
last generation is going to cost you $20, correct?
No. It's the hard copy that's $30 and a digital copy.
The digital copy is $20?
No.
Current gen
is $20. Next gen is $30.
I don't necessarily have a huge problem with that, because if a lot of people aren't upgrading yet, then why should they have to pay the big bucks? Because, I mean, the game, more than likely, Ground Zeroes and Metal Gear 5 was all geared towards
next gen.
So you're playing a dumbed-down version.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's not what I was about to say. But even going off that, what I've been reading and hearing that hard copy and digital copy were different prices. But here it has the console versions, different prices. But what I was going to talk about is people crying about, well, this is going to be a $30 training manual.
They're basically talking about the fact that it's a prequel. It's not the full game, and it's costing $30 is what people are really bitching about. Not necessarily that the next gen console version is $10 more, because obviously it's going to be the better version. But it's like Donnie said, it seems like a lot of people are bitching and crying because they think, well, this is just a prequel. Why am I paying $30 for just the prequel?
How long is this
prequel?
Knowing Kojima, it's going to be long as shit.
I was about to say, it's Metal Gear, so why are you talking about you paying for a freaking training menu? And well, if you are...
Well, that's
so
true. The opening cutscene's going to be a good hour and a half. So. Because
this is the way I look at this, okay? Everybody here played Metal Gear Solid 2, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking at Ground Zeroes as the snake part of the game, and Phantom Pain being the riding side of the game. That's my issue with it. I don't want to pay $30... for part of a game, and then have to pay another $60 for the other part of the game.
Okay, well, I got something to say.
Just wait until the whole game comes out, don't buy it initially, and just wait until they bundle the whole thing together.
Then you're not.
Well, no. No, I got something. About that, Tricky, well, yeah, you can look at it like that, because that's what I was hoping, so we won't have to be waiting for two different games at two different points in time. I thought that would be cool for them to put it all on the same disc, or even
it's the same game. Dave said that Ground Zeroes is based to get everybody used to the open world environment that the Phantom Pain is going to be.
Okay, yes, like I said, that would have been cool, and that's what I was hoping for, and that's kind of what I actually touched on that when we first started talking about this Metal Gear 5. But even though it's not, still, like, dude, it's Metal Gear. You know, first of all, for it to even come out separately, you know it's going to be a nice lengthy game. Whether you got cutscenes or not, it's Metal Gear. We all know Metal Gear. You know, it's going to be somewhat lengthy. And then on top of that, even for the people who say it's not going to be have these long cutscenes, well, you're not going to just run straight through Metal Gear the first playthrough, because you don't know what's going to happen. And you know it's a stealth game, so you're not going to just run straight through Metal Gear, even if you're trying to do your speed run. So people, once again, freaking gamers.
Shut up!
Please. And Tricky, you with them right now in this
particular moment. I'm not with them.
In this moment right here.
I don't mind paying the price. I really don't. The thing is I don't want to feel, and this is about any game, not just Metal Gear. I don't want to feel like I have to buy a complete game in two different sessions just because somebody's trying to make extra money. And if, listen, it says right here, it goes, Ground Zero consists of one mission, a Cuban rescue mission.
So, okay, you playing, what was that called before the Snake Eater mission?
Yeah, no, but what you're doing is Ground Zeroes is playing as Big Boss, Naked Snake, after it takes place after Peace Walker.
That's not Big Boss.
Yeah. Zeroes it is.
That's Peace not Walker. This.
No.
Peace Walker is Big Boss. Naked Snake.
That's not Big Boss.
What's not Big Boss?
Phantom Pain or this. I'm telling you, that's not Big Boss.
No. Ground Zeroes is Big Boss.
Okay, yeah. Ground Zeroes is.
Phantom Metal Pain Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain isn't. No, that is Solid Snake. And it takes place before Metal Gear Solid 1.
Hold on, wait. Dude, what the heck?
You just why spoiled you say it? That? You spoiled it for Donnie.
Man!
Spoilers! Really?
Donnie didn't know that.
I didn't know. Because, no, I didn't know that. It's because
you just heard.
I chose not to know that. Because
listeners, you just heard. You just heard Donnie's
there
mind
ain't no
explode.
Way. There ain't no way you were going to get to that point and not know that piece of information.
Dude, yes it was, because I stopped listening to everything Metal Gear 5, Ground Zeroes, Phantom Pain, Phantom Menace, Phantom Pain, Pain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Phantom Menace, Star Wars.
Okay. Ever since they came out with that.
I fucked that up for you, man.
Yeah, that 15-minute preview, after that, I didn't want to hear no more about it because it was going, and I knew it was going in that direction, and you just confirmed it. Dang it, you boy.
I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew that. I mean, we don't know how the story goes, but I do know how the timeline goes.
It's Zanzibar Land. That's what it is.
I didn't know that, but that doesn't ruin it for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still going to get it. I'm just, now I know it's Zanzibar Land, really.
I'm sorry I fucked that up for you, dog. Now I feel bad. I want
to finish this show now.
That's just awesome. I've never heard Donnie get so irate before.
He got mad. I'm sorry, man. I really feel bad about that.
What you should have to feel bad is,
I still think you would have found out before no, you actually the game came out.
No way you could have avoided. Somebody would have told him.
No, it just happened to be me.
He went in to reserve it, and the dude at GameStop would have been like, "Man, did you hear? This is a prequel to a prequel."
Dude,
I'm like, what?
I knew where it was going, where I had a really good feeling on where it was going, and I completely shut down everything because I didn't want to know anymore.
Oh,
and then, when you said that was Snake, and I knew that Snake, I didn't want to say it, and you just confirmed my own thoughts. And I'm like, now
I was going to go. It's a good thing you told me that, though, because I was going to go into the stuff that they was talking about today, because they have that PlayStation 4 event in New York. But I'm not going to do that to you. I'm
please,
not
gonna do though.
That to you. What, that you actually get to control Metal Gear? Yeah.
Well, you do that in Metal Gear 4.
All right. I can't go on to the next topic because you guys keep talking.
You just murdered me, Rain. You just murdered me right in front of my face.
Speaking of being murdered, which is what Kratos does. Last weekend, God of War Ascension director Todd Pappy announced he was leaving Sony Santa Monica and moving on. He said in his tweet, "Yesterday was my last day at Sony Santa Monica. I'm extremely honored to have been part of the team. Love you, and time for the next adventure." Pappy went on to answer questions from his followers, explaining that he was not quitting the video game development, but rather moving to Germany to experience a different culture. Sony Santa Monica recently gained somebody back in the form of Corey Barlog, who quit the studio in 2007 following the release of God of War 2 and rejoined the team this year. In a lengthy PlayStation blog, Barlog explained that he was back to create something that he could not talk about yet, but was only, quote, freaking huge, end quote, and, quote, will rock the free world. Now, with that quote, do you think that we're going to have God of War on the PlayStation 4 coming soon?
I wouldn't say coming,
but I'm sure it'll be there.
Yeah, I'm quite sure it's going to be there. I wouldn't say coming soon. And they should have put him on probation for coming out with Ascensions.
Oh my God,
that's what they should have. That's what they should have did. He shouldn't have just quit.
We were talking about this before the show. Don, you tell some bad jokes, and you want to go off on other people telling bad.
Oh, no, that's not a bad joke, man. That's, Ascensions suck, and it's been said a lot of times. And I just. They should have did something for him about that. That's what I'm
they
saying.
They did. They let him go to Germany.
All right. North America gets punchy with some brawler themed sales. PlayStation Network in Europe will get a region exclusive round of price drops on several dozen sci-fi games for the PlayStation 3, Vita, and PSP. So, our European listeners, this is for you. Featured games will include Platinum Games Vanquish. Now down to £4. Ubisoft's Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is $4.79. Capcom's Lost Planet 3 is $20. Sci-fi themed DLC, who gets the same treatment? Saints Row the Third, Gangsters of Space add-on is only £1.61. I don't know, what's the cents in England?
Pence.
Gangsters in Space.
And Space Invaders Infinity Gene's DLC will see a price reduction across the board. PlayStation Plus members also get an additional discount of up to 25% on all featured games, and the sale will continue until November 20th.
There you go, all you Overseer listeners.
Overseer listeners.
Overseers.
Now, the real reason that we could not miss the show, because, you know, a little backstory, we're actually recording a day late because we didn't want to miss the show this week. This coming weekend, by the time you hear this show, the PlayStation 4 will probably be dropping either today or tomorrow or in the next couple of days.
PlayStation 4
PlayStation 4 owners will enjoy some free trials and some PlayStation Store credit. Sony has announced on the PlayStation blog that people who pick up the PlayStation 4 will get a few extra freebies. In the U.S. and Canada, every PlayStation 4 box will contain a special promotional voucher that can be redeemed for a 30-day free PlayStation Plus membership trial, 30-day free Music Unlimited service trial, and a $10 PSN credit for the store. I'm hearing Metal Gear. It's cool.
Snake is calling you. Why did you heck you do that to Donnie?
Now, it is worth noting that the 30-day free trial to Music Unlimited is only for new subscribers. You cannot do it if you have a current or past subscription to it.
Oh, that's kind of whack.
Well, no, that's to get people to try it for 30 days and then not remember to cancel it.
No, that's funny, though. I was sitting there the other day looking at my Twitter, and I'd lost a follower, and I've been kind of keeping track of all that. So I was like, who in the hell stopped following me? And I figured out who it was because the Xbox account had been following me. But the other day they tweeted out, they're like, 14 more days till the Xbox One hits. What are you listening to while you wait? And so I replied back, Music Unlimited. And so because of that, they stopped following me. I was like, oh, ain't that some shit?
That is great.
Bravo.
That is a great story.
All right, well, speaking of apps on the PlayStation 4, when the PlayStation 4 launches, there will be 11 apps on the 4 at launch.
Freaking apps.
The PlayStation blog has cleared up which apps will be out on day one, and here is a complete list.
Well, hey, if these are apps, are you going to be able to double tap on them and then they'll open?
Amazon Instant Video, Crackle, Crunchyroll, Epix, Hulu Plus, NBA Game Time, Netflix, NHL Game Center, Redbox Instant, Vudu, and Yup TV.
Wow, nothing new.
They got everything that Station 3 has except for Redbox TV.
They got the Redbox thing. It was on the update.
Okay, well, then everything Station 3 has, dude.
I think for Yuppie TV, it doesn't have Yuppie TV.
What in the hell is Yuppie TV?
I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
A lot of hippie shows.
Let's look up Yup TV right now. Hold on.
See, it's Yup TV. I call it Yuppie TV.
Yeah, Yuppie. I bet you it's a lot of hippies.
Yup.
No, yuppies and hippies are different, though.
are there people?
Yuppie is...
I didn't know yuppies were people.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Yup TV is live Indian TV channels.
Oh my goodness,
young Wait, that, Indian. That's probably Indian. Not Native American. That's
yeah, I was going to say, that is a how big white man smoking big peace
yeah,
pipe?
No, that's or, the other kind of Indian.
Or the little red dots on their heads. And
yeah, I was wondering if I was going to come off sound like racist when I said that.
Yeah, that's racist. Yuppies.
What?
Little big home.
The yuppies are the little red dots on their head, and they play the pipe, and they go, doo, 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 and the snake comes out of the turban and, doo, 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 and bites
Killing
me.
These smalls.
Think to again. All right, that is all of our topics this week.
What, that's it?
That is well, it.
I saw a thing about Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, but I don't want to spoil anything else for
yes,
Donnie, so
just, we're just no going to skip Metal Gear all of out of this. No more Metal Gear.
Yeah, because of Donnie's anger.
But we're just getting going and we're done.
Well, I think our question of the week is going to bring a little conversation because no, Donnie pre-answered the question.
Oh, okay.
That's stupid.
But he didn't pre-answer while we were recording, did he?
No.
Okay, cool.
Okay, the question of the week is it okay to take time off of work for a console launch? Now, I phrased it with a console launch, and yes, I did steal this question from IGN's GameScoop. But I'm going to tweak it a little bit. I mean, the only reason I said console launch now is because we with the Xbox and the PlayStation 4 coming out. But we can expand this to a game launch because a lot of people take off like Call of Duty and stuff like that.
Just put both or either. Just okay. Put either.
Well, that's the question, but we're going to expand it a little bit. Now, Donnie, I know before the show you were kind of negative on this. So I'm going to let you start off. I don't know how Yield feels, and you know we'll go from there. And bless you, somebody.
That's how
you
feel.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I can say no. That is completely stupid, in my opinion. I want to say yes. You said well, people. Some of us got jobs where we got job security where we don't have to worry about missing, you know, getting fired. But to me, still, whether you got, I'm a hardcore gamer. And yes, I say it all the time. I'm a gamerholic. I need meetings for my gamerholicness. And I still wouldn't miss a day of work just for a game. It's just not that serious, in my opinion.
Depending on what it is.
It could be Metal Gear Ground Zero, Phantom Pain, Menace, anything. It's just not that serious,
Donnie,
to me.
I will tell you right here now, if I was working at the time Uncharted 3 came out, I probably would have taken a vacation day that day after and came home that night at midnight lunch and started playing.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a lot of people doing it. To me, I just said no. You said, is it right? And or is it okay? Me, if you're asking me, no, it's not okay. If I was your boss, by me being a boss who's a gamer, and I know you taking the day off, and I know this game came out, I will fire you. Well, I can't because I get sued because you say, well, you can't fire me because of this, and you have no way to prove it. You have no way to prove it, but yes, I know.
Okay, well, this question has a lot of variables. Now, do you have vacation days, or are you just calling in sick?
Let's for the sake of the question, let's say you're calling in sick, you're not getting paid for the day.
No. I mean, if you're that diehard, you're going to do it no matter what. I personally, I would rather take a vacation day. That way I'm getting paid to play video games.
because vacation day, if you add any vacation days or any time off, that to me, that voids the question because like you said,
that void the question? Because I mean,
because you're getting paid no matter what. Even if you were just
you're
sitting
double
at home doing,
you're double dipping. It's a perfect storm.
Okay,
this game was coming out, like Call of Duty. If you were a bro gamer and you like Call of Duty, it comes out on a Friday, dude. I'm taking a 3-day weekend.
Like
you
I
know
said,
what?
Like I
said, I'm gonna take Monday off. I'm making it a 4-day weekend, and I'm going on a Call of Duty binge.
Yeah, like I said, maybe it's just me. I just wouldn't do it. Like I said, I'm a gamerholic, and I'm a hardcore gamer. And yes, I play games an awful lot. And if I get at the time of this game coming out, I would not take the time off just because, like I said, it's just a video game is just not that serious. No matter how hardcore of a gamer I am. Kingdom Hearts 3, no, I'm not taking time off to play.
Rain, you've been kind of quiet during this, so I want to hear you jump in.
All right, well, I can see it both ways. I mean, I'm getting a PS4. I'm not taking any time off. It's coming on Friday. I work Friday. I work Saturday. You know, like, I'm just going to work around my schedule. I can see people doing that, though. I can't fault them for it. While we're on the topic of vacation days or whatnot, if you've planned ahead and asked for the time off, you know, you've gotten the time off, either vacation days or just you're getting the schedule modified, whatever needs to be done. If you went through the right channels, more power to you. You're thinking ahead. You got it cleared, everything. But if you call it in Friday morning and be like,
I can't come to work today. I think I got strep throat.
And playing like you're sick, then there's got to be some issues with that because your dumbass didn't think ahead and make sure that things fell into place where they needed to fall into place. So, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking time off for a console or a video game release, but I think you should definitely take care of it, you know, ahead of time. Because, I mean, if your work is being inconvenienced, because, I mean, if you requested vacation days, you got it set up on the schedule, then your boss should have made sure that somebody was there to take your place and everything continues to work like normal at work. But if you're calling in the next, you know, the day of or whatever, you know, that's going to be an issue because then somebody else has to pick up your slack and that's really kind of a dick move.
All right.
Especially if you work with a fellow gamer and he's like, man, I get off work, I'm picking up my new console. Oh, what's this? Bill called in sick? Oh, that little SOB.
I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench into this whole scenario here.
You always throwing monkey wrenches somewhere.
All right.
I don't want to be your monkey wrench.
Wow, good reference.
Thank you.
I got to give you cool points for that one.
Yeah.
All right. Is it okay to take time off of work for a console launch? See, I'm a little biased in this question because
You did take time off for the console.
No. Well, no, I'm a little fortunate in the fact that I work for the city. So if I take time off from work, I still get paid. So it doesn't matter to me whether or not
you're salary man.
Well, no. It's just in my union contract that we have unlimited sick days. So if I call in and say I can't go to work because I'm sick, I still get paid. But this is where it's going to throw the real monkey wrench into it. We're getting the system on Friday. This Sunday, I'm actually going to have to work, and I do a security gig at work. So I'm actually going to be going in on Sunday with my PlayStation 4, getting paid double time to play video games. So I don't
But you do that anyway. You take your game.
So I don't have to.
I've been knowing you anyway.
So I don't have to take time off of work. I can actually go to work and still play my games.
I'm going to laugh you say you get mugged.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's not nice at all.
I listen
to
Trophy
it's not nice. It's not nice, but I'm going to laugh because that's what you get for hauling that thing to work.
Well, hold on a second. I missed you. I missed what you said because the goddess was saying something to me. What was that comment there?
I said, if you get mugged, I'm going to laugh.
That's not nice.
That's not even...
You better knock on some wood or something.
That is not nice, but that's what you get for hauling your PS4 to work.
Listen, there was a... listeners may not know this, but about a year ago, I was actually on light duty at work for like 10 months. In which I had 15 broken bones on my right foot.
That's what you get for dropping a can on your foot.
He
dropped a trash can on his foot.
And I for 10 months, I carried my PS3 with me to and from work every day. And that's
what
I
did.
And that's where I got into my big trophy run because I was literally sitting at work playing video games for 8 hours.
And getting paid
for it.
See, well, that's different. I would take my one station to work with me. That's different. But quitting over and cutting out of work, skipping work,
well, this is,
it's not that important to me.
It's really not that important to me either. But it's one of those things where I get wrapped up. Like, I was watching Breaking Bad. And I was literally, during my breaks at work, I was watching an episode on Netflix. And I come home and watch a couple more episodes. And I still got to watch the last 8 episodes of Breaking Bad, so... And now that I said that, somebody's going to send me a fucking spoiler.
Since I already spoiled something for Donnie today, let me go in on this.
Rain, I will drive to New Mexico, pick up some aliens on my way.
I'm telling you.
I know what your house looks like now.
I'm telling you, he dies.
I know Walter White dies. But anyway, I mean, to me, it's really like, it's one of those things where you, like, you get wrapped in a moment and you just don't want to stop. So,
is it a moment like this?
Oh my God.
Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Yes.
I mean, I remember playing Metal Gear Solid 4. I picked it up at the midnight launch. I started playing it at 12:05, and before I knew it, it was 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so I mean, it's one of those things where like you get wrapped up into it and you just don't want to stop.
Yeah, I get wrapped up in the game too. I don't want to stop, but like I said, I got to go to work now. So
yeah, well,
I got mouths to feed.
I had to go to work at 4:00 that afternoon. I was not making it.
Okay, well, who fought his dad? You the irresponsible one.
Well, no, it's like I said, it's just one of those things where you just get wrapped up and you just don't want to go. I see. If you're not going to get paid for it, then I say go to work, because how are you going to pay for your addiction to video games if you're not there? But with that being said, I'm a little biased in it because I still get paid whether I go to work or not. So, oh, yeah. All right. So
you chumping that too?
I can honestly say out of my 34 platinums, 15 of them were done during that 10-month stretch when I was bringing my PlayStation to work. And now that I'm back to full duty, I can barely even pick up a controller anymore.
Oh, I know how that is.
It's just... It was like, I seriously debated canceling my PlayStation 4 pre-order because...
Yeah, right.
I know, I seriously did, because I wasn't going to have time to play it.
And I've got
such a backlog of PS3 games and PS Plus games that I got that I ain't even worried about a PS4 yet.
Well, then you're not a real gamer.
Oh, no, I'm a real gamer. I'm going through my other games before I go out and break open the new console.
But I'm not worrying about it because I know it's going to blow up in so many people's faces, so I just rather just get the new batch.
It's not going to blow up.
I know. If it does, Sony's going to make it right for me, so I have no problem buying from that first batch.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't want to wait. That's why. I just wait for that.
Donnie doesn't want to wait for his system to be repaired, but he doesn't. But he has no problem waiting for the next batch of games, the systems to be made. So
games
in the meantime, and possibly having to wait, he's forcing himself to wait.
I'm not forcing myself to wait because I have games to play. But the thing is, it's a shorter time to wait for the new batch than it is for them to give me a new system.
I'm sorry. They're probably not going to make new systems for a year. And if your system goes down, you're going to be out of system for maybe a month.
Tricky. Like I said, I have games. Metal Gear doesn't come out until 2015. Kingdom Hearts doesn't come out until 2015. Yeah, they say it 14. Yeah, they say 14, but we all know it's going to be way closer to 15. And then most likely cancel.
Ground Zeroes you're going to be able to play on the PS3 anyway. I don't know that 5. I think 5 might be just a PS4, Xbox One title. But Ground Zeroes you'll still be able to play on your PS3.
Really hope, just to fuck Donnie over, it's PlayStation 4 only.
But it's not going to hurt my feelings because I will get my hands on it.
No matter what, I'm going to get my hand. It's not going to hurt my feelings. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to have to work a hell of a lot harder to not get it spoiled for you if you got to wait to buy the system.
Oh, no.
Donnie's going to disappear off the face of the internet.
He's going to make sure that the trophy horse killer don't come back on the show until he gets to play it.
Exactly.
We'll have Rain on for an episode, and all of a sudden he'll just be like, dude, man, did you see the end of Metal Gear, man? I'm just, whoa! Donnie's going to be like, ah!
Dude, Snake and Meryl had a baby. Baby's name is Raiden.
You mean this whole time, the Snake's the pappy?
All right. Let's move into our trophies and tips section officially. Donnie, you said you had a tip on Kingdom Hearts 1.5.
Yeah, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 1.5, the Final Mix Edition, which is Kingdom Hearts 1, Japanese version. You have to play that game like 3 to 4 times to platinum because the title, the difficulties of beating each level doesn't stack. So normal, you have to be easy, normal, hard, which I was kind of upset about that. I didn't know that till after I put 90 plus hours into proud mode. I wouldn't have done that if I would have known that it wasn't stackable. But
well, why? You still got to beat it on proud mode anyway, right?
Well, yeah, but no, because what I did, I killed like a few trophies in one throw of proud mode. Proud mode, you had to beat it in proud mode, and then you had to also level up to 100 to your 100 level, which is extremely hard on proud mode because proud mode is, yeah, it's really hard. And you get a few other trophies, so I just killed them all in one playthrough. But now that I know they're not stackable, here's my trophies and tip. Just go and beat it if you can beat it, and then do everything else on easy. Then do everything else on easy because there's another trophy on there where you have to collect all the gummy ships. And in order to get collect all gummy ships, you have to complete every mission for every world. Enter. So it's 3 missions for each world you fly to. You have to complete all missions for that in each world to get all gummy ships. So it's easier to kill gummies in enemy gummy mode because in hard mode, everything is harder. So, yeah. So, yeah, once again, to recap real quick, just go through on proud mode just to get that trophy and do everything else on easy, and then when you get done with that, just go ahead and go through it in normal mode and beat it too.
Can
and
I just say, duh?
Not to, as I say, not to sink your gummy ship. Not to sink your gummy. Not to sink your gummy ship. But that's pretty much how you do that with every game that you can start out in the hardest difficulty from the beginning.
That's
but
what I said, duh.
I didn't say duh because, like I said, you don't know.
I don't know anything. It's not even just cut out.
I was going to say, yeah.
A game is stackable. Trophies are stackable.
Make fun of me being Mr. Robot, and you're just Mr. Whatever. I quit talking.
Okay, whatever.
All right, we have no listener emails or voicemails, so let's
what move. What the heck, listeners?
They don't like us.
No more.
That's it. We're going rogue.
Can we go Gambit, too?
Sure, why not? Gambit's better, but hey.
I'm going to order out on Rain. He can't come back until 2016. I didn't beat Metal Gear by that time.
Man, I can't believe you done well though, getting that long without freaking having the time.
Because like I said, once that trailer came out,
I've known that for about a month now, and I've been purposely not telling Donnie.
Once
the 15-minute trailer came out, I watched it. I was done. I know where this is leading to, and I don't want to be told where it's leading to. So I already know, and you confirmed what I already knew. So once again, thanks a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our housekeeping. ProofofGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help for the site, including rump shakers. If you're interested, go to the web page, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, check out all of our videos, including our review on Beyond Two Souls, written by our former writer, Sin Seeker.
What? I ain't seen him in a minute.
He did me a personal favor and did the review for the game. While you're there, listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers, in which our last topic was on trophy chumping. And we're going to have to get a spoiler soon. I just got to figure out the topic we want to do it on. So listeners, if you know what topic you talk about, there's several ways you can contact us. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Wars. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. And you can contact the Trophy Horse Killer at NM Rain. Also, you can send us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. Donnie, there's also a phone number they can call, correct?
Yes, it is. The number is 330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369, Tricky.
Thank you, sir. There are several ways you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can listen to us on the website by clicking the RSS feed. You can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher. If you listen to us on one of the previous two, please stop by, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, rain, and leave us a comment.
I ain't left a review yet.
You've never
I thought I'd left a review. Dang, ain't that some shit? All right, I'm gonna have to do that.
That's a good one.
He's still catching up on sleep. Leave him alone.
I thought I'd done it. I'm gonna go do it. I'm gonna make it done. Make it happen.
Make it happen. All right, we have some sponsors. We were sponsored by Extra Life, but we covered that. It is worth noting that you can still donate up until the end of the year. So please, if you're gonna donate, please go by your favorite gamer's website and donate to their cause. I know that Extra Life right now is holding a promotion for the next 10,000 people that register and donate $20. If you go on there and you click the Greatness Awaits level, which is $20, they will give you a code for the following items. And I'm trying to go back real quick and get the freaking link. And I know
it's
that
gonna be an Extra Life PlayStation 3 theme, When Vikings Attack Cross-Buy on the PS Vita and the PS3, Wipeout HD, Little Big Planet Vita, and I'm drawing a blank on what they're. Oh, the 1 month of PS Plus?
Yes.
Was that it?
Yep, I think that's all five.
Sweet.
And an Extra Life theme for the PS3.
Yeah, that was the first one. You said that.
Okay.
Which is an awesome theme. I love the Extra Life PS3 theme.
Okay, with that being said, we have other sponsors. The Miracle Cup, I'm going to have to get an update from Undead Dog to find out exactly how well that went. But I do believe they were fully funded in their endeavor. So I'm going to have to get an update from Undead Dog and find out exactly how well that went. And our last sponsor, if you're going to do some online shopping and you want to help out the site, Donnie, who can they shop with? Yes, if you could, go buy provengamer.com first, click on the link, continue with your normal shopping on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. So tremendously that as of this recording, I am literally 2 days away from picking the winner of our contest.
Ooh, pick me! Pick me!
I know that we recently had an email, and now, you know, I hate when I do this, and remember things midstream. Bringing up an email, somebody sent me an email of how to enter the contest. And now my email's not coming up. Where is it?
That's what she said.
My email's not coming up?
Yeah.
I can understand if I just said it's not coming up, but I said email, so your joke kind of fails there, Yield.
Oh, it don't fail. People get it.
It failed.
No, it didn't fail.
If one person gets it, it never fails.
That's what she said.
That's right.
I can't find the email. But yes, if you don't know how to enter the contest, unfortunately, nobody else can enter the contest because pre-orders are sold out on Amazon right now. So you couldn't even enter the contest.
Are you trying to upstage me?
That was you.
That was me?
That was you.
Wow, I'm trying to upstage myself.
No, that was the ringer, the ringtone that Tricky Mick sent me of you saying Amazon.
Oh, I got a ringtone. You making money off me, though? What the heck?
No. I'm only making $2 a pop. If you want that ringtone, go to the iTunes store and search for Proving Gamer. All right, that's going to bring us to the end of our house. No, I'm joking. It is not in iTunes.
That would be awesome. Just I would put that down for my texting.
I don't even know where my phone is, but I have a good ringtone for my text messages. Where the hell is my phone? Oh my god! It's directly in front of me. All right. While we're doing this, let's do our shout outs. Donnie, start with your shout outs, buddy.
I want to give a shout out to all you listeners out there because you guys are awesome, in my opinion, because that's what you are. You're awesome. I want to give a shout out to LaKira. She's been freaking bugging me about a shout out. Here you go, woman.
Hey, LaKira, how you doing?
And yes, continue listening. I love doing what I'm doing. And shout out to my ringtone that's floating out there on the internet.
I don't know if it's on the internet. He just sent it to me.
And it's out on the internet.
Your shout outs, buddy.
I'll give a shout out to Rain for being on today's episode.
No, scratch that shout out. Scratch that.
Donnie ain't going to shout me out because I fucking
No, I ain't going to shout. I'll give the man a shout out. And then, that's about it for shout outs. But I will take this moment to pimp out my other show, Game Tart Podcast, because in the next 2 weeks, we will be recording episode 200.
Oh,
am I invited?
I believe so.
Sweet, because you guys forgot about me when episode 100.
I'm not the one that put together that list.
And 150. I mean, you have to admit, when I come on tour, I tell the funniest stories.
200 episodes.
They all don't make it on the air.
They all can't make it on the air.
No, that's true.
200 episodes, and I haven't been a guest yet, dude.
Dude, I keep telling you, I try to get people on the show. You got to talk to the other. You got to talk to Pope.
Oh, so you're the Donnie of the show.
No.
All right, raise your shout out, buddy.
No, there's only one Donnie, all right? Nobody can be you but you.
And rain your shout.
I gotta go ahead and give a shout out to all you guys for having me on. I gotta give a special shout out to Donnie. I'm sorry for fucking up the Metal Gear Solid timeline for you, man. I really didn't mean to. If I knew you were trying to keep that a secret, I wouldn't have said anything. But yeah,
good,
I'm sorry.
Man. I love you, man. It's all good.
Also, we talked about my YouTube channel before. It's gonna be. I got kind of a cool idea for a PS4 unboxing video. I'm trying to get my wife together on it, so hopefully I'll post something up on Twitter, Facebook, and all the appropriate places for y'all to check out this unboxing, because I think it's going to be kind of cool.
All right, and I want to give a shout out to Rain for coming on the show and filling in for Alex, who ditched us because he was just too tired. So.
Man, he's a growing young man. He needs his rest.
He's got a growth spurt coming.
And I want to give a shout out to Donnie.
That's definitely what she said.
Donnie's mom and grandma. I want to give a shout out to Kira. How you doing? And I want to give a shout out to Awesome Jay, Always Rolling. Guys, if you want back on my PlayStation Network list, wait until my PlayStation 4 comes back on, because I'm going to lift my rule.
It's okay.
I'll have 2,000
friends.
Yeah, see, now, this is going to be another race he's going to. He's going to be the first one to get 2,000 friends.
I want to give a special shout-out. I'm surprised none of you guys did this already. To all of our servicemen and women across the United States, happy Veterans Day. Thank you very much for everything you guys do. Without you guys, we would not enjoy the freedoms that we have. We would not be able to podcast like this and be wild and crazy as we always are.
What? The White House from falling.
See, a bad job.
Nobody seen Olympus has fallen?
No.
No.
I've seen Olympus has fallen. Wait, is that? Yeah, I saw Olympus has fallen.
Is that the Gerard Butler movie, or is that the other one?
No, that's the Gerard Jamie Foxx movie. No, that's the Gerard Butler, Morgan Freeman movie.
Okay. Because they had the same premise, and they came out with
White House Down has got Jamie Foxx
and...
Channing Tatum.
There we go.
You guys want to know something funny about Olympus Has Fallen?
No.
That's what your...
That's what she said.
Okay. Spoilers for anybody who's not seen Olympus Has Fallen. All four of us have seen it, right?
No.
Yeah.
Who said no?
Yeah.
Me?
All right. Well, this was in the trailer anyway, so I'm not spoiling anything, really.
Olympus would be the White House?
Yes. You guys
Kratos made an appearance at the end of it.
Alright, you guys remember when they first started attacking the White House and they pulled up to two garbage trucks? And
of course it was you, Tricky.
No, it wasn't me. But those trucks were delivered from New York to Washington, D.C. If you look on the trucks, it actually says my garage.
It says my garage.
It says my garage.
Yeah, it says my garage.
It says Manhattan 3.
Oh, goodness, Triggy. Well, everybody got to lean up to what Triggy is.
No, I thought it was funny that they made it seem like it was a DC garbage truck, but they didn't take out the letters that said New York City Sanitation.
You want to know what else is funny?
Oh, that's it. When I go to watch that, I'm going to have to look for that.
Because it's such a high
budget. This is real funny. Nobody has caught Triggy in the theme app.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
This is back when we were sending like the single digit numbers of Trophy Horror podcasting.
Yes, there is a theme on the PlayStation Store.
You about to do it again.
No, because it's old content. We haven't mentioned it in a while. There is a theme that I don't know. I forgot all about it. That was on the PlayStation Network where it shows a scene of New York City. And you see me loading garbage into the back of a garbage truck.
Oh, whatever.
I swear to God, bro.
Yeah, just like you were the Michael in the PlayStation commercial, too.
I had you going with that, though. That was funny.
Just like you drove a garbage truck out of a third-story building.
He did that
one. Oh, no, wait, you did do that.
He was the Michael that was talking about.
No, when that commercial came out, we were, I joked around, I was like, hey, does that guy look familiar to anybody? And they're like, no. I'm like, really? Is that you? I'm like, no. They're like, it is you. And I just ran with it.
Oh, good. So we have to really end this.
Is it the nighttime? Is it a nighttime theme?
Of course it'd be nighttime. That's what makes it so hard to see him.
Well, see, there's two dynamic themes. There's the Central Park, and then there's the Flatiron Building.
It's not a dynamic theme. It's a static theme.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Are you
ready? Looking for it?
I was looking for it.
If I find it, I'm going to go on the store tonight. If I find it, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll tweet it to you guys.
Oh, that's funny. Right,
so if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
He's out.
That's my saying.
You stole it. You didn't say it, Donnie. He did.
You didn't say it.
You stole that too, man.
It's about time.
You spoiled that for me.
I done spoiled everything for you on this episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, you spoiled Metal Gear. You took his Amazon away from him, and
right?
Was catch line.
I done killing Donnie today, man.
The trifecta.
Trophy horse killer. Just killing Donnie.
Man.
So that's it. Donnie's done.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.